Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
This was not how we planned to start this podcast.
No, it was not.
But we're stuck in the desert.
We're stuck in the desert.
In a fucking van.
Yeah.
On the road.
Yeah. And we're waiting for someone to help us. So we have some time to kill.
Yeah. So this is the story of our lives.
Yeah.
We just... ending up in shit all the time. Doesn't plan anything. We see a road and we're like, oh, let's go in there.
Yeah. That looks like a cool road.
Yeah. Now we're stuck.
It was fun until you get stuck in the fucking sand. So we think we're on some sort of dirt bike road.
In Utah.
Somewhere in Utah. We've been here for probably, what, 3 hours now?
Yeah.
And every time we try to put the gas in... get the fuck out of the sand, we just goes deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And now we're stuck real bad.
So we took a walk to the closest gas station.
Yeah.
And...
we found a guy.
We found a guy who's gonna help us.
Yeah. His name is Junior.
And we're just waiting for him right now.
Yeah. So he drove us back here. He FaceTimed his friend. Showed him the van. The friend laughed.
Everyone's laughing at us. Yeah. They're like, where are you guys from? We're like, we're from Sweden. Sophie and Natalie from Sweden.
Yeah.
Junior's coming.
Junior's back. Okay, we will continue
He's backing.
Hopefully, when we're at the camping. Because tonight we are fucking taking in... do you say taking on a camping? Whatever. We rented a spot in a camping. Hopefully, we will make it. Because Junior is back now. He's... trying to back towards us, but it's not going well. What is he doing?
Don't get stuck too, fucking Junior. Thank you, Junior.
Thank you, Junior, for coming back. We appreciate you.
Yes, we really do.
We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Thank you.
See you at the camping.
Yeah, see you at the camping. Okay. What a mess.
Yeah, as you heard, we got stuck.
Yeah. But we're all good now.
We're all good now. We're safe.
We're safe. We're at a camping.
Yeah.
And that was a whole situation, which we will get back to in a minute. But can we please take it from the beginning?
Yeah, please. Yes. Go back.
Yes. Okay. So I am Natalie.
And I'm Sophie.
And we are two international students from Sweden, living in California, LA.
Yeah.
And we live in a van.
Now we live in a van. We just rented a van and said, let's go.
Yeah. We, due to Corona and everything, our classes are online.
Exactly.
So we really have no reason to be in one place when we can be everywhere.
Everywhere. And why should we be stuck in Hollywood?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're a little tired of Hollywood right now.
We are.
Tired of LA.
Yeah.
We want to see what USA have to offer us.
Yeah.
Maybe we want to move to another state next semester. Who knows?
We want
to
see more.
Exactly. Maybe we'll end up in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Who knows?
We have a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's called... Pappa lyssnar inte, which is Daddy don't listen,
exactly,
in Swedish. So we thought, now that we're going to live in a van for 4 weeks, we should do an extended version.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still going to do our podcast as usual.
Yes.
But then we're going to have this...
Daddy don't listen on the road
also. We're just going to be in English, every single episode. Our other podcasts, we have a few. We do English episodes once a month, and the rest is in Swedish.
Yeah.
So...
but you're more than welcome to go in and listen to those episodes and...
yes.
Her,
if you want to hear more about us. Yeah.
Because here we're just going to talk about the road.
Yes. So the plan is to talk about how we got from...
LA to Chicago, back to LA.
Yeah.
If we're going to make it.
We don't know.
But that's the plan.
The plan is to go to Chicago. We haven't really planned more than that.
Yeah.
So we're going to see what happens. And you guys are going to tag along.
Exactly.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be super fun. I'm so happy I'm doing it with you.
Me too.
And I'm so happy and I'm so excited. And this is going to be fun. And it's going to be hard. And it's going to be stressful. And it's going to be... a lot of things and new experience that I don't think we realize right now.
Yeah, I think so too. So, we rented a van. When was this? 4 days ago?
4 days ago, yeah.
We drove from LA and our first stop was, of course, Vegas.
Vegas, Nevada.
Yes.
How do you say it? Nevada?
Nevada.
Nevada?
Nevada.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's a really it's hard names, actually. Think? Yeah. There's a lot of you guys' states that are hard to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, we ended up in Vegas.
Yeah.
Very late.
Very late.
Of course.
I don't really know how that happened.
It's
supposed to take like 4 hours from Hollywood to Vegas.
Yeah, like 4 hours and 40 minutes instead of my GPS. But we were supposed to be in Vegas at 7.
Yeah.
We ended up at CVS parking lot at 11.
11. Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck we're doing all the time.
Me neither. So, our first stop in Vegas was CVS.
To buy toothpaste.
Yes. And when we got out of CVS, we met our first friends on this trip.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Mike? Oh, yeah, he knocked on our van door.
Yeah, he knocked on our door. We invited him and his friends in.
Mm-hmm.
Sat here for some time and just talked.
Talking. First guests. And, of course, they were from LA, all of them.
Yeah, all of them. All of them. So, yeah.
But they were super nice.
They were super nice. And, yeah.
They thought we were crazy.
Yeah.
That we were going to live in this van. They were like shocked. They were just really looking shocked. Around, standing in here. And they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
We're like, hey.
They were really shocked.
And then we tried to find somewhere to sleep.
Yes.
We ended up in some creepy parking spots. We were just driving around. And finally we found that we can park outside of Circus.
Yeah.
And it was better. It was scary.
Yeah.
But it was scary. Better.
It was better. Our first spot where we planned to sleep was actually super creepy.
Yeah.
It was really creepy. So we decided to leave. So we just felt that this is too dangerous for us. This is our first night sleeping in a van and we need to feel more safe. But it's so hard to find places to put a van and sleep in for a whole night in Vegas. So we went to a parking lot on Circus, which is a hotel.
You
didn't know? I was so scared the whole night.
Exactly.
I slept for probably 40 minutes.
Yeah, same. It was scary.
It was really hard scary. For us to sleep. Yeah. I had my pepper spray in my hand the whole night, ready if someone tried to rob us.
Yeah. Or I was sleeping, though. I was sleeping, I was waking up, I was looking out a little.
Yeah.
Sometimes I woke up and felt like someone was
outside the door. Like, Yeah. It was just scary. I woke up several times, like, wondering, where the fuck am I?
Yeah.
I was so confused. So, the day after, we woke up.
Mm-hmm.
We went into the hotel.
Oh, yes!
Brushed our teeth, cleaned our faces, got ready. And went back to the van. And then we went out to buy some breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought my little coffee machine. Because I need my morning coffee. And it didn't work.
No.
I couldn't plug it into the car. Which is... yeah. It's a problem for me. It is a problem for me. So we actually found... outlet. Is it called outlet?
Yeah, in the wall.
Yeah.
Outside Chick-fil-A.
We found an outlet that was outdoors. So I just plugged in my coffee machine and made my morning coffee.
In the drive-thru?
In a way that I have never done before. It was literally in the drive-thru.
Chick-fil-A drive-thru.
Yeah. But the coffee tastes great. We get back in the car and we just think the car like sounds really weird.
Yeah, it was a lot of things that was not working in the car.
Yeah.
The water wasn't working. The radio wasn't working. The sound of the car.
It made weird sounds when we put in the gas. So we looked up the company and we saw that they do have a place in Vegas, which is the only place that they have except for
San Francisco
and LA.
Yeah. So we were like, we have to go there and see what's up with the car.
Yeah.
So we decided to, let's go and play this motherfuckers.
Yes.
Let's see how much we can
get out of this situation. Of this. Yes, yes. And we did. We did get a lot.
So we walked in there, looked a little cute and confused. And we're like, the car is broken. It's going to explode.
It sounds like it's going to explode. Something is wrong.
And they were like, okay, like, we're gonna look at the entire van. We were talking about all the problems we had. We were sitting in their office studying for like 40 minutes.
Yeah, they took the car out for a test drive.
Yeah, and he was like,
so you're like, can we study here? So we sat there, studied, and then he got back.
Yeah, and he was like, it sounds normal. I was like, no. Yesterday it sounded like the car was gonna explode. It sounded like this. And it was like, okay. And I was like, no, like, I don't want to be up in the mountain. And, like, we get stuck there, like, two girls. Like, we're so scared. Like, we've never done this before. And he was like, yeah, I understand. Like, girls, I'm going to see if we have another van that you can take instead of this one. I was like, yes, please.
But I chose to go the other way.
We have two roles.
Yes, we always have bad cop, good cop. Sophie's the good cop. She always just laughs and talks and, you know, play that role.
Exactly.
And I was like, so we obviously need some compensation for this because this has ruined our whole plan for the trip. Blah, 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 blah. We weren't even supposed to go to Vegas. We only went here because you have a location here. We need some sort of compensation. This is not okay at all. And blah, 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 blah. So he told us that he called them.
The main office. In Australia.
Yes. To see what kind of compensation they can give us.
Yeah, so we're going to get that information in the end of this trip.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
So the guy pulls up with our new van. He apparently someone had booked it but canceled last minute.
Yeah, the same day.
So
it was meant to be.
It was meant to be. And then he says like, but okay, so you can take the van, you just need to fill up the gas in the old one. Because the whole tank went from LA to Vegas. So again, I was like, but do we really need to fill up the gas? As I told you, this was not our route, like, blah, 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 blah. I, you know, started again. It didn't work. He actually told us that we do need to fill up the gas. And we're like, okay, let's go outside, move all our stuff from the old van to the new van.
And that took like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I walked in, I was standing, I need to sign papers. And I was like, don't ask me questions, don't talk about the gas. So I was talking so much, like I was asking them so many questions. And I was like, yes, oh my god, yes, like, do you guys have any, like, tips for us? Like, where should we go? And both of them just standing there staring at us.
We were just trying to play them because if we manage to move all this stuff fast enough and talk about random shit, then they might forget about the gas.
And that the whole car was filled up with the package of every single thing you need to survive this van life. So we're like, we need to get the fuck out of here fast before they realize.
Because we chose not to add some sort of extra package where you get like pans. Is it called pan?
Pans and all the kitchen stuff. All the sleeping stuff.
Yeah.
Towels.
We chose not to take it, but it was already in this van.
Mm-hmm.
And they obviously didn't see that we didn't have that in ours. So I was trying to pack up as fast as I could. Sophie was standing inside playing a little stupid, flirting and laughing, talking about random stuff. And then we just jumped in the car and drove away.
Yeah. We're like, thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. And they haven't called us.
Yeah.
So
the first tank was free.
Free.
High five. Bitch.
High five for that. Yeah.
Yes. We did that one good.
We did. We should continue this.
Yes. And after that, we actually decided to not spend the day in Vegas just because it was election day.
Yeah.
And it was so many people around us. It was like, it's not safe being out during election day. Like, yeah, be inside, be safe, be careful, girls. And we're like, is this dangerous?
Yeah. Like, because we have never been here election day.
Exactly. We've never been here. And we were like, this election feels very intense.
Yeah, very intense. So we were
like, let's go
outside the city. Yeah. Yeah. So we found a place called Red Rock Canyon. On our way to Red Rock Canyon, we stopped for a little soda.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually met this girl, super nice girl.
Yeah, the second friend in our van. Yes,
our second friend in the van life. Her name is Juliana.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so funny because when we actually went towards the hike place, and then we made a U-turn and went to the gas station instead. And she saw us before our U-turn. And apparently she has been sitting in her car, like, thinking, like, I really should get out of the city. Like, I should do something. I want to, like, explore more.
Yeah, she just broke up with her boyfriend.
Yeah. And then she saw our van. And then she saw us make a U-turn and go to the gas station where she was at. So she was like, this is meant to be. This is, yeah, like, a sign that I should go and fucking rent the van and just go. So we invited her into our van so she could look around and see. And I hope she's going to rent the van.
I hope so, too.
I hope so, too.
She had a dog.
Yeah.
And she said she's going to go out alone with her dog, yeah, on a trip in a van.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, she should. She was super nice. Mm-hmm. And before we left, she was taking some photos of the van, but you and me were in the photos. So she sent them to me, and we look so tiny.
We look like meanie people.
Yes. I didn't know that this van was, like, so huge compared to us.
I did not realize that we were that small. Like, I actually thought we were the same size as the van.
Yeah.
Like, I thought we were the same size as the van.
Yeah, like, those but photos look not. So stupid.
The car is so big.
It is. But we can post those on Instagram. Yeah. 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 So
you guys can see.
Yeah, it looks really funny.
It looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
But then we went out to the Red Rock
Canyon. Yes.
We met a guy there who showed us the hiking ways, and he told us that he's been a road trip in like 14 different countries.
Yeah.
He was super cool. We were talking to him, and he gave us some tips.
Yeah.
So we were there for a while, and then we just stopped in a random place.
On our way home, we just found a road.
A road.
Went for it.
And we're just sitting there, studying, working.
Yeah.
And look at this amazing view.
Yeah. That was amazing. That was probably like the first time that I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
I love this.
Yeah, because we're in the middle of nowhere. We just open up our doors to the van and just...
It was so quiet.
Yeah, it was so quiet. We're laying down, studying, looking at the view. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We saw the sunset.
Yeah, we saw the sunset. It was amazing.
And then we went back to our parking lot in Circus.
But that time it actually felt like when we pulled up at the parking lot, I was like, I'm home.
Yeah.
I'm home now. It all feels good. Yes.
The security guard was biking around. Yeah. He was like, what's up?
But then he told us, he came to... So we parked the van. Everything is good. We're about to like make some drinks, have some dinner, and then he knocks on the door, the security guy, and he asks us, "Were you girls planning on sleeping here? Because you know you're not allowed to sleep in your car."
Yeah,
and we were like,
"No."
But no, we're not gonna sleep here. But
we live in a hotel.
Yeah, but we did sleep here yesterday. But we don't know if we're going to sleep here today. And then when we told him, we were like, yeah, we're just sitting here right now, just chilling, because it feels way more safer for us two girls to be here where there is security rather than stay across the street in the middle of fucking nowhere. No security. Like, giving him a little hint, like, maybe you should just let us stay here. And then he was so nice. He said, well, I get off at 11. Just close the curtains. And don't let anyone see that you're sleeping in a car. You should be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
We did. So the plan was to go and party in Vegas.
Yeah.
But it was kind of dead.
It was really dead.
It was people there, but, you know, it was not the vibe.
No, not at all.
It was just old people playing on the casino.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
People were falling asleep.
Yeah, yeah.
In there.
Yeah, it wasn't like it used to be.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So we decided to look at the water show.
Yeah, and which I've never amazing. Seen before. Yeah, it was.
So nice.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, what's the name?
Fountain of Pleasure.
Yeah, something like that.
Something. It's in the middle of the city. Is it on the strip?
No. It's I not? Think it's next to the strip.
Yeah. Well, it's in the middle of the city. It's huge, so you can't really miss it.
Yeah.
It's a huge fountain.
Go and look at that. Yeah. So nice.
Yeah. It was really cool.
And then we saw Caesar Palace next to this.
Yeah.
Water thing, so we're like, let's go in there and gamble a little.
yes we're like, we can honestly not even, we cannot go, we didn't bring basically any money, but we thought we have a few dollars.
We need to
just
try.
Because and Caesars has a huge casino, so we're like, at least let us go there and see what happens.
Try our luck.
Yes, exactly. So you put in a dollar.
Yeah.
Nothing happens.
No, we put in a dollar in the wrong machine. Like, you needed to put in...
Oh, yeah.
Like, $10 to even play. We're like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah. So we were sitting there trying to make it work. And then
oh,
a
yeah.
guy, super weird guy, came up to us.
BJ.
A.K.A.
Blowjob.
Yes, he calls himself BJ as in blowjob. And...
Yeah, you can hear.
Yeah. How old was he?
Maybe he was like 49... He's been in prison.
49? No, yeah. He told us it was like 60 or something.
Oh, no. He was just getting 50.
Okay.
I was like, oh, you look young to be 50.
Oh.
And he told us he's been in prison for 18 years.
Yeah.
And he asked.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So when Sophie was sitting trying to figure out the machine, he, like, sneaked up to me and he was like, so... Are you girls here? Are you working? Because I would pay a lot of money for both of you. And I was like, Sophie, this guy is creepy.
And I was like, hi!
Yeah, because you didn't even hear what he said. Yeah, you didn't, like, get the fucking memo. And I was trying to, like, low-key tell you, like, he thinks we are whores. He wants to buy us. We need to stop talking to this old creepy guy.
And I was like, we're Swedish. We cannot work here.
Yeah.
It's illegal for us to work in America.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
And I was like, he doesn't mean that kind of word. Yeah. He was some sort of, you know, one of those guys that you go to and ask, like, which machine should I gamble on?
Yeah. And he told us, like, oh, yeah, like, it looked like this before and everything has changed. Like, this statue was over there and, like, that bar was over there. So that was cool.
Yeah.
He told us a lot about the casino and about, like, the Los Angeles gaming world.
Los Angeles?
No, Las Vegas.
Mm.
But he was creepy.
He was really creepy.
So that was our, should we call him friend? That was our third friend. He asked if we were hoes and offered some drugs and money and work.
And
we were like, no, BJ, we have to go home and go to bed.
Yes.
Thank you, though.
Thank you, but no thank you. So we left.
Yeah.
We left that machine.
We took his number, though.
Yeah, we did take his number. We did take his number.
We take everyone's number.
Yes. Yeah, who knows? Maybe in
maybe
a few years
we're
really fucked. Like, no, okay. Joke. But we keep going in the casino.
Mm-hmm.
And
both of us see this
machine. And we were like, okay.
This is the one.
We obviously failed the first one. Let's try another one. I take out $1. $1 and put it in. We didn't really think we were gonna win anything.
No.
We were just like, because we fucked up at the first one, we didn't even play. We just put it in and then the machine didn't work because apparently $1 wasn't enough. So we went to the next machine, put in $1, and we won.
And
then numbers just kept going up and up and up and up. And we looked at each other and we was like, is this for real? Is this a joke? Do
yeah,
we not understand? I didn't understand the machine. I was like, this is probably some... I don't know
because
what it was.
$50, $60, $70.
$70.
I was like, what?
Yeah, and we're like, is this ever gonna end? We put in $1. And then it gave us two more spins.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that spin was over, one more spin, and we were like, what the fuck is this? So we ended up winning $95.
Yes. So that was the second gas tank.
Yes, the second tank. And we felt lucky.
We felt very lucky.
You remember when we were walking out of Caesars and we were like, oh my God, we have so much luck. Like, we're so blessed. This trip is going to be amazing. Everything is just going great. So we're so excited. Like, nothing can stop us now.
Except sand.
So we, after that, we went back to our home at Circus Circus. And we slept. And I slept good. I slept really good. I wasn't scared at all.
I slept really good, like a baby. Yeah, really good.
But then, when I woke up, I noticed that Sophie isn't in the bed. And I thought, where the fuck is Sophie? And I hear her from downstairs, because our bed is on a little loft. Yeah. And she screams like, and I hear her say, like, Natalie, can you come down here? Can you come down? And I was like, what the fuck going on? And apparently, bitch was sick.
I was so sick. I don't know what happened. I'm, like, dying up in the bed. Like, I'm trying to climb down from this bed. Like, you know when you're shaking the entire body and you're like, I'm gonna throw up now.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if I'm gonna throw up or shit my pants.
Like, but something is happening
and I have to go out. I open the door. I don't know the feet, but like 10 meters.
What is
in front of me? It's like 15 guys standing working and like building this parking lot, and I just open the door, every single one is looking at me, and I'm just throwing out. I'm just throwing up, and everyone is just looking at me like, what the fuck? I promise you, every single person that been working there has been wondering, like, what is their girls doing? Like, we have all the doors open, like, we're just changing in here, we listen to music, we're just wandering around, walking around, like, having fun. Sitting outside smoking. Yeah. Like, we think this is life on the parking lot. And then I just open the door in the morning.
so you were passed out for quite some time.
I was passed out for a minute.
Yes.
It was crazy.
It was insane. And I got so bored.
Yeah.
So I literally told you, just stay in the van. Sleep on the couch. I'm just gonna move the car.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So I drive to a mall, and I was like, okay, so apparently we can obviously not, like, go back on the road and drive for like 7 hours if she's gonna puke.
Yeah.
All the time. So I thought, I can go and do some shopping while you're in the van doing your thing. But I never did. I stayed here. I cleaned the van.
Yeah, I ended up feeling better.
Yeah.
So we went out for lunch.
Yeah.
And to a souvenir shop.
Yeah.
To get our souvenirs that we're collecting from every single state. So it ended up being a good day after all.
Yeah, it did. And we did see a part of Vegas
that we'd never seen before.
Yeah. We were trying to find a buffet, and there are literally no fucking buffets open during Corona.
Yeah, but we found one.
Yeah, we found one that was, like, not too far from the city, but still outside. But it was a fucking weird place.
Yeah,
the people were so weird.
It feels like Vegas overall, and like in the middle.
Yeah,
close to Vegas is a little weird of what we saw.
I just felt like everyone was like looking at us. There was so many like old guys like stopping their cars or
whistling.
Yeah,
it honking.
Was, yeah,
yeah.
It was more than usual. It was kind of like. We weren't that comfortable.
Yeah.
But
I'm just laughing at them.
Yeah.
Saying hi. I think it's funny. I don't take it that serious. Like, we have more to worry about than disgusting old man whistling. Like, okay, do your thing. Bye. You're nasty and you know it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was funny to see Vegas sober.
It was. I told you that when we were walking to the water show. I was like, I've never seen this place sober.
Yeah.
I've been in Vegas once, but I only saw the inside of clubs.
Before Corona.
Yeah.
It was, we were out there partying.
Yeah.
Both of us before. Yeah. Not the same time, but.
Yeah. But it was really different to be there now. When, like, yeah. It was so empty on the streets and, you know, it was different.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was funny.
It was fun.
Yeah.
We left after the buffet.
Yeah, we left after the buffet.
Ended up
still high of life, thinking that everything is gonna be great. This trip is fucking amazing. We drive for an hour towards Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was driving and I was so tired. And I was like, we had to stop for some coffee. So we found a gas station in like the middle of nowhere. And we go in, we buy our coffee, jump in the car, drive for, 2-3 minutes?
Yeah.
And then
we see this
little sand, small sand road leading up to nowhere.
Like, let's go!
And it was the perfect sunset time.
Exactly,
and
we saw the sunset and we was like, we have to go
in here.
We
have to go
up there.
We
didn't even think. Like,
no, we were just like, we have to see where this
I didn't even see it was sand. I didn't give a fuck. We were just like, go in. We'd never think.
No, we just wanted to go there, watch the sunset, drink our coffee, and then keep going.
Yeah. And I remember you told me, you're like, I should stop the car here and we should walk the last few.
Yeah, yeah. Feet. Because when I was driving, I could feel in the sand that like the grip isn't that great. And then it was like this super like steep hill. And I was like, I don't think the car can get up here. Let's just park it here and then walk. So we walk up, we stand there for 10 minutes, drinking our coffee, talking shit.
Yeah.
We go back to the car and I realize that I will not be able to turn the car around here.
Yeah,
so we have to back all the way back. And it was a way there.
Oh, yeah. It was long.
So I'm driving and I was scared. But then I started like, it feels good. And then the car just wouldn't move anymore.
You look at me and you were like, we're stuck. I was like, no. We're like, yes, we are.
Yeah, we are stuck.
We are stuck. I go out and we were deep in the sand.
I think like half of the tires were covered in sand.
And we're so stupid, so of course we're just spinning the wheels.
Yeah. Even further. And then
for like 10 times, and then we're like, should we Google this?
Yeah. But I mean, I've heard that you should put like wood planks or like something.
Yeah, we didn't have that.
No, we didn't have that. But we did. We have, we had a little plastic, like this information thing in plastic that we got from the rental place. So we put that one, a little piece of plastic paper under the wheel and thought that this is gonna work. It didn't, of course. And
We were digging and digging.
We were probably digging for like 1.5 hour maybe.
Oh my God.
We were digging and then we tried it again. We went deeper. We were digging, trying again, went deeper. And then we put some water on it because we thought that the sand is going to be more like compact and hard.
Exactly. It would work if we had more water.
Yeah.
But we did have like 1 gallon. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not 1 gallon, like a tenth of a gallon.
Yeah. So we decided to just like, oh, fuck this. We have to walk to the gas station and see what are they going to say.
So I walk into the gas station. And when I walk in, the two girls working there, they were like, oh my God, good, you're back. The wallet.
Yeah.
And I was like, the what? And she was like, the wallet. Like,
we
isn't that why you're here?
We lost the fucking wallet when we bought the coffee.
Yeah.
Like, we're, like, so stupid.
Yeah, so apparently we had left it there.
And she was like, oh my god, this is so good.
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, but, yeah. You know.
And so I was like, yeah, oh yeah, the wallet, yes, okay, thank you. But one more thing, our car is stuck in the sand. Can someone help us? And she's like, what do you mean your car is stuck in the sand? What sand? And I was like, it's a road, like a 10-minute walk from here. There's a road with sand, and we drove up, and we are stuck. And she didn't even know what road we were talking about. And I was like, what? So, but she was so nice. She told us that, yeah, this is the guy working here. He can probably help you. And then we met Junior.
Junior, yes.
Junior saved us.
He saved us.
Yeah. So, as you heard from the previous recording, we were waiting for
Junior to get his chain.
Yeah, exactly.
And his shuffle.
Yeah.
And everything. And yeah. He finally got us out. Got us out.
Yeah.
He left. We tried to back the car out again. We got stuck again.
Again, yes.
So we have to call him again.
Yeah. Good thing
that we took his number.
Yes.
We were changing our information with each other.
Yes. So, we got stuck again, so we had to call him again. And I was like, hi, Junior, can you come back? We're stuck again. So we had to do the whole thing again, but then we got out.
Yeah, finally.
Finally.
And then we were on the road again.
Yeah.
Driving for an hour, and now we finally at the camping.
Are here.
Place.
And it was, when we got here, we're like, okay, we have to get in the shower right away. We're dirty as fuck from digging in the sand for like 2 hours. And when we walk to the shower, we see a jacuzzi.
So we've been in there for like an hour, just relaxing, taking a good shower, do some facial masks.
Yes, we put on some face masks, we chilled in the jacuzzi.
Yeah.
Now we're in the van, we're about Wi-Fi. To make some pasta, we're gonna watch a movie because we have Wi-Fi, as you said.
Mm-hmm. And we have a microwave so we can do popcorn.
Popcorn.
Yes, and tomorrow we haven't made any decisions yet, but I think we're gonna stay here all day and study and work and like enjoy one more night with a shower and Wi-Fi.
Yeah. It really feels like we've been on the road for like 2 weeks.
I know.
I appreciate this Wi-Fi and shower so much. It's scary. Like, I never want to leave this place. And it's a fucking camping.
Yeah.
It's so nice. It's a camping, and I love it.
What's the name of the camping?
Oh.
Temple View RV Resort in Utah.
Yeah.
And it's super nice.
I love it. Yeah. It's so nice.
So we're probably going to stay one more day.
Yeah.
And then where are we going after that?
I don't know. Colorado, maybe?
Yeah, I think we're going to Colorado.
Yeah.
So we have a thing in our other podcast, Papa Lyssna Inte. And we have the song of the week.
Yes.
So we were thinking, let's do this in this podcast too. Let's share our music. And so we created a Spotify playlist that calls Daddy Don't Listen on the Road, where we're going to have our music that we're listening in the car.
Yeah.
So do you want to choose one of the songs we've been listening to this couple of days?
Yes. My song is the one that you and I listened to a lot before we went on this road trip, that we say this is our song, and then we realized that the lyrics is
making love with the jello.
Aha. From another
na-na-na-na-na. Aha. Yeah, we were like, oh my god, this is every song.
Yes. It says like, run away with me to another place. And that's the part that I feel like, oh my god, that's so you and me. And so we were like singing it, and then while we were singing, like making love to each other. Okay, yeah.
I was like, no.
But no. What is it called? Maybe. Dolly Parton with Dolly.
It's Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton. Pardon me.
And it's Island in the Stream. Iceland.
Island in the stream.
In the stream,
yes. Yeah. With Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton.
Really good song.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. What's your song?
I need to take a classic one, too. I take Wanna Be with Spice Girls. Oh my god, we've been screaming that song for years.
For years, literally for years.
If you wanna be my girlfriend, they're like, oh, girlfriend. Okay. Boyfriend, if you wanna be my lover. If you wanna be my lover. You have
gotta get with my friends.
Taking it to make it last,
make it last forever. Friendship never. If you wanna be my. Okay, whatever.
It's been a long day. It's been a long day. It's been a long night. It's very late.
Honestly, I just want to go to bed now.
Me too. It's going to be a long day tomorrow too.
It is. Yes.
So come back next week and see where we are.
Yeah. Next Friday.
Yeah.
See you then.
Thank you so much for listening.
And if there's anyone listening that we met on the road this far.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. It was amazing meeting you.
It was amazing meeting you.
Okay. Bye.
Good night. Bye-bye. Puss-puss. Bye.